The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Have you had a proper look at the toothpaste aisle recently? There is so much to choose from. If you think about it for a minute, you have whitening, you have sensitive, enamel repair, gum repair, charcoal, and some of them are really, really expensive. So we wanted to find out how you choose the right toothpaste for you. And are all of these different special types really worth the extra cost? Caroline Robbins is with us, dentist at Kiwi Dental in Carlow. Hello, Caroline.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. People feel very strongly about toothpaste, as I have discovered this morning as we have been chatting about this. And it certainly causes a lot of confusion, do you think?
Oh, it does. It does. Before I came on, I heard you saying 250 and you're talking about the cash call. I was like, yeah, 250 different brands, because you wouldn't be far wrong. I mean, when you're standing in the supermarket aisle staring at all these different types in front of you, it can be very confusing. I agree. And I, you know, and I'm a dentist and I stand there sometimes looking, going, what will I choose?
So the bottom line where do you start from in terms of what you should be looking for?
Okay, so the most basic thing is, okay, we've got loads of brands out there, but from a dentist's point of view, the most important ingredient is fluoride. And fluoride can be called many things. And I know when you try and read the packaging, then the writing is so damn small, you need your glasses on to see it. But you're looking for a number, and that number is 1450, 1450 ppmf. That means 1,450 parts per million fluoride in that toothpaste. That's the golden number. So that's what you want to see when you pick up your toothbrush box or the toothpaste tube. Just go searching for a number. Doesn't matter whether they call it stannous fluoride or sodium fluoride. It's the number that you're looking at. Mm-hmm. Okay, so really, brand doesn't matter. It's that number. So you also, parents will see many age range toothpastes out there, and they're fine, but they really are a marketing tool. You just need to remember things.
Can I just, because I struggle with that, and I'm always looking for, you know, oh, this child can use that one, but can't use the next one. Can I just give them adult toothpaste?
Yeah, a lot of those children's toothpaste now you will see have 1,450 parts per million. Okay, so look, the basic thing to remember is this. Children under two don't use toothpaste on them. They don't need fluoride. Don't you be using toothpaste. You're just cleaning it with a wet little toothbrush or a face cloth. It's about getting just those teeth coming up and keeping them clean. All right. Mm-hmm. Once they get over two, say it's about two to about sort of four or five, you're using just a smear of the toothpaste that you're using. So you're not putting a big blob on. It's about control. So it's just a tiny smear of the toothpaste on the toothbrush. And then once they get to about six, you start putting a pea size in. So you need, as a parent, you just need to be watching. You know, if you control what's going on that toothbrush and making sure it's a not big blob, then they're not getting too much. And the 1450 is in the majority of the smallies. Look, you can use them. They are in smaller. If you're living in town and you're on fluoridated water, you are getting a little bit of fluoride. The smaller ones can be okay, but honestly, use properly, the 1450 is fine.
Okay, well, let's go through some of the other options that we have. So toothpaste that whitens your teeth. Does it work? Is it worth it? Are you laughing?
Okay, so to whiten your teeth, I mean, that's a conversation in itself, but in the basic premise, toothpaste takes stain off the surface of your tooth, okay? And whitening teeth toothpastes are really abrasive. So what do over time? They microscopically scratch your enamel. And so rough enamel picks up stain faster. So therefore your teeth stain faster and you go out and buy your whitening toothpaste again. So it's a great marketing tool. So it doesn't really achieve anything. Also, what it does do over time, if used regularly, the enamel is quite thin on your tooth, so it will wear away at that enamel. Your teeth can become quite sensitive, and you actually might find your teeth start looking a little yellower because the enamel's worn, because the dentine, which is the second layer, is a yellower color, and it shines through and makes your teeth look a little more yellow.
Okay, so I've used the white.
No, I don't recommend.
You don't recommend that, but let's say we've used it, right? So we've damaged our enamel now. Do I buy the enamel repair toothpaste, and is it going to work? She's laughing.
So then... The sensitivity toothpaste are very good, because when people do have sensitive teeth, it is more because of perhaps they've got a little bit of recession and they've exposed some root surface, or their dentine, which is that second layer of tooth structure, is a little bit closer to the surface, and it's really thin, and often around the necks of the tooth, you know, where the tooth's near the gum. Sometimes when you clean, you can feel it's a bit sensitive there. If you looked at dentine and cementum under a microscope, compared to enamel, they're porous. So they're kind of holy. Mm-hmm. So they're very reactive. They feel sensitive. And so when you talk about sensitive teeth and you're brushing your teeth and they feel, you know, it's really cold and sharp, this is a sensitivity. So these sensitivity toothpastes, like the Sensodyne and the Pro Enamel, they actually have an ingredient in them that temporarily block up these little holes, I suppose, these porous holes, while the tooth is in the background is actually repairing itself. So people may find if they have hypersensitivity, they may notice they have it, it goes away, and then it comes back. So those toothpastes actually do as they say. They actually do a really good job. They clog up those little areas so it's more comfortable for you to clean your teeth in the interim. And they work. Yeah, they're good.
Okay, one last question before we have to go. Flavoured toothpaste for people in the house who don't like mint. Can we buy strawberry flavoured, bubblegum flavoured? Does that matter?
Yep. Flavour doesn't matter. So long as it's got enough fluoride in it. So again, that 1450, you can be a chocolate toothpaste addict. That's fine. Because if it's got enough fluoride in it, it's absolutely fine. Buy what works. So what they accept, if it's strawberry, if it's bubblegum flavour, that's grand. But you can also get, there's a really good product called Oronurse. It's a non-flavoured toothpaste. And it's really good. Like if it's got no flavour, if you find kids don't like it, it's flavourless. But it's also good for kids with sensory issues that might not like the foaming of the toothpaste, because sometimes that can be irritating. And that it can also be irritating for some patients that have dry mouth. So things like Sensodyne Pro Enamel are good. They don't have SLS. They feel a little bit moisturiser, but they're much more comfortable to use.
Caroline, thank you so much. Caroline Robbins there, who is the dentist at Kiwi Dental in Carlow.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.